The end of the First Amendment, ladies and gentlemen. The end of freedom. But look, these criminals can pass this law. I'm not following it. But the point is, they're trying it. They're very close to passing it. It's real. Okay, Reverend Ted Pike, please continue with the history of this. And then now, what's in this bill specifically? Because they're on the news admitting, and the bill says if you influence somebody by your speech, not even calling for violence, you go to prison. I mean, this is just off the charts anti-American, anti-freedom.
Yes, absolutely. If we want to know where this bill is heading, you just have to go up to Canada. In Canada in 1971, ADL, the Neighbourists, after 10 years of lobbying, they finally persuaded Parliament in Ottawa just minutes before the Christmas vacation to adopt their federal hate crimes law for Canada. That's the Section 319. And the government also, about 10 years later, adopted an anti-hate, a so-called anti-hate internet law, Section 13.1. And what that says is that if your speech is even likely to cause humiliation or hurt or wounded feelings in some member of a federally protected group, then that is a federal hate crime, and you can go, you can have a $5,000 minimum prison, or excuse me, a fine, but if you continue in such statements, you will go to prison. And the cyberbullying bill, as we mentioned earlier, is exactly like the Canadian law. It says that if you even intend to cause emotional, severe emotional distress in another person, then you can go to prison for 2 years. You don't even have to cause the emotional distress in them. You just have to intend it. So these ADL laws are all thought crimes laws. They are very subjective, very nebulous and unclear. They're just wide open for expansion, clarification by federal judges. If this bill is passed, very quickly, contrary to what ADL tells legislators, they say, oh, this is only a bill to prosecute violent hate crimes in the states when the states can't or won't enforce the law. But the truth is, as soon as this bill is passed and the government begins to lay down indictments against people, even for violent hate crimes, then the liberal judges will begin to pontificate from the bench. They'll very quickly say, oh, no, we have to do more than just protect homosexuals, Jews, etc., from violent physical hate crimes. We need to protect their delicate emotions and self-esteem. We want to, we'll have to legislate and to pontificate, adjudicate, I should say, against those, that verbal violence that goes across the airwaves and out of the pulpit and so on. So this is a very slippery slope that this hate bill will take us immediately. And again, I have to repeat, we can kill this hate bill next week if Americans now will call their senators today, immediately after this program, call them and just ask them, would they like to watch this shocking video that shows the Attorney General of the United States, Holder, saying, spitting it out, that there is no equal protection under the hate bill. Tell the staffers to go immediately to truthtellers.org. There on the homepage, you'll see the Attorney General saying basically exactly the opposite of what the liberals have always been taught, that this, there is equality and justice under this hate bill. Not so, says Holder. This bill is only for a protected elite, a protected minority of those who've been...
But that's what the bill, I mean, that's what the bill says, and it says the feds, basically, they choose. Just like with the green carbon tax, the bill that's passed the House gives these federal boards, 30-plus agencies, unlimited power on anything producing carbon. So the media is always, it's only on big power plants and coal plants. It's not on you, but then you read the bill, it's on everything. And we already have enough of a chilling effect in this country, so right when people are mad, tired of the tyranny, they're creating these new political crimes.
Yes.
And turning our police into political officers. We're going to come back and play some more of Holder in testimony and a lot more with our guest, Ted Pike. Stay with us. We're talking with Ted Pike, truthtellers.org. I'm Alex Jones at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I have the national and international media attacking me on a weekly basis in national publications, saying I'm causing murders. You've got 300 million people in this country. You're going to have a few lunatics that kill folks from time to time. I don't deserve to be blamed for this. Plus, I'm not calling for it. And it turns out that Von Braun actually didn't like me, and neither did Poplawski. But regardless, to say that you're guilty because they say you're guilty, not even for your speech, but they say something you said may have made this person commit these crimes. A few months ago, I was wondering, why does the media keep trying to, with no connection, to connect me to these people? And their questions, are you causing them to kill? Do you feel guilty? Should you get in trouble? They're getting fed the lie. And then I found out, in my case, the Southern Poverty Law Center is on my butt. And the ADL's been caught breaking into police stations and stealing files on people, and they're the ones that train the local police. I mean, this is brainwashing. And then I've seen it in the news where people get arrested for giving the police Ron Paul videos or my films, or get arrested for a anti-UN sticker on their car, and the MIAC and DHS report, and now Homeland Security. Holder has a bill where he will put you on the terror list for your political speech. And they're already doing this, and won't say why a million plus people are on it. And they have a bill where if you're on the no-fly, no judge, no jury, extrajudicial, you're going to be on the no-buy list for guns. They're saying if you have bad credit, you're going to be on the no-fly list and then no guns. So it's not just the hate bill or the cyberbullying bill or the DHS reports or the no-fly, no-buy or this new bill I covered yesterday. I've got it here in the stack. I'll give you the bill number if I can dig it out. They're now saying, oh, and saying there's a new world order is hate. That's code word. And we're like, what? Even if it was code word for something, it's your First Amendment, but it's not. David Icke wrote a book believing that space aliens control the world, and he was arrested in Canada, and they said space aliens is code for Jews. So there's also a rampant, like, Hitlerian or Soviet-style paranoia where... I mean, this is a reign of terror. This is so un-American. Ted Pike, break down more of how they're federalizing our local police, and can you elaborate on my point that this is just a nexus for other things in this, I keep calling it Soviet because it's particularly Soviet, of secret list and secret arrest and no judge, no jury. I mean, this is incredible, Ted Pike.
Well, it's extremely important that we defeat the hate bill, because the hate bill is kind of the flagship of other ADL
bills. It's the biggest
bills.
Head on the Hydra, or it's the body of the Hydra.
That's right. The big federal hate bill is a broad bill which will end free speech in America. But we have to realize that there are basically three civil rights, hate crimes, bias crimes bills now before Congress. The first, of course, is the hate bill. But there's also ENDA, which is the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. That's now in three committees in the House Judiciary. The ENDA is ADL's workplace hate crimes law, which makes it a federal offense to deny employment to a homosexual because he's a homosexual.
And then that federalizes everything.
That's right.
And brings the feds in and weird sensitivity training when nobody is even talking or thinking about this. It's like forcing sex ed on third graders. It's perverted.
That's right. And also ENDA will force churches to hire homosexuals in non-clerical, non-clergy positions.
So Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. This is the end of free association, free market, property rights.
Yeah. Now, if we can defeat the hate bill this week, perhaps as early as this week, if we can flood the Senate with this request that the staffers and the senators watch this very embarrassing, very damaging video with Holder admitting there's no equal protection and there's no need on the local level for a hate crimes bill, there is a good chance we can knock it in the head this week. But we're going to have massive calling in to the Congress immediately after this program today.
Ted, more than that, I would imagine you've done hundreds of interviews. Have you done hundreds of interviews the last month on this?
Oh, yes, Yeah, I'm doing constantly broadcasting. It's coming to a head because Senate Majority Reid says he's got to have the hate bill passed by the August recess. And this arms appropriation...
Yeah, because they know Obama's stalling and losing power by then. They've got to pass the green takeover, the carbon tax enslavement. They've got to pass the gun grabbing. They've got to pass the open borders. They've got to get it all by the winter. But the reason I brought up if you're doing interviews, I've been doing a lot of national and regional shows myself lately. And they'll say, Alex, what's most important right now? And I go, well, the hate bill and the cyberbullying bill. And then I'll read the subsections on air. And these talk show hosts are shocked. They aren't even aware of it because there's such a news blackout.
Yes, there is.
That's why we're so blessed to have you. So I would also encourage listeners to get the stories that Kurt Nemo's written off Infowars.com, off PrisonPlanet.com, to get the reports off TrueTellers.org, to get the video clip from YouTube that you're linked to, and pass that on, the direct link to people, so they can see this for themselves. So not just calling the Senate, or is it just best to call the Senate?
Well, right now, you see, we only have several days' time to do this, because if they have a markup session as early as next Tuesday in the Senate Judiciary, the hate bill then will be predestined to go forward very rapidly. They could have a markup session, and the liberals there could vote to move it forward as an amendment. Then they could go through the Rules Committee the next day, only an hour for that, and be on the floor of the Senate by Wednesday. So really,
Why did you say Monday? It could be by Friday. So I mean, we've obviously won some battles since was reading your site Monday.
Yeah, but you see, the margin in the House, we had a massive margin in favor of the hate bill, something like 74 votes. In the Senate, it's different. It's a much more dicey. There's probably 7 or 8 votes in favor of the hate bill over the Republicans. Okay. But what we have to do is destabilize the Democrats, letting them know in no uncertain terms that if they do vote for this hate bill, we the people, we're going to remember, because the midterm elections are coming up fairly soon. And one of the reasons the Democrats want to rush it through is because they want to get this past them. This pro-pedophile hate bill is not going to sound very well in the sound bites a year from now at midterms. They want to get this Orwellian anti-Christian legislation taken care of now so that the family can emphasize family values for the next half of this Congress. So right now is the crucial hour. We've got to get those calls going in. Again, the toll-free number to your senator is 877-851-6437. Again, that's 877-851-6437. And the backup toll number is 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. And just give them this simple message. Have you watched the shocking video that shows Attorney General Holder saying there is no equal protection under the hate bill? It's on the homepage at truthtellers.org.
Well, I mean, Reverend Ted Pike, there is no doubt that these people are out of control. I mean, the hate bill, I agree with you, is the big hot topic right now. It's what they're trying to pass right now. But you look at everything else, the seizure of all energy production and all human activity, taxing the carbon cycle, you know, what plants breathe, carbon dioxide, saying what plants breathe is a deadly poison, listing it as a deadly poison now. I mean, this is insanity. Trying to start new wars, the anti-gun bills, the likes of which we've never seen, and then all these hoax articles in the mainstream saying there is no gun bills. You know, why are people buying guns? I really see this all coming to a collision, because it looks like the establishment is bum-rushing right now. Are they doing that out of strength, or are they doing that out of desperation, realizing that the people are becoming wise to their new world order?
Well, I think they are. They're doing it out of desperation. The ADL has global ambitions, and it's in a race with the new alternative media of the Internet, talk radio, and so on, which is spilling the beans about their role as the architect of most of this legislation. But we have to realize that, yes, these are all other great concerns. These other bills are very threatening. But if we lose speech under the federal hate crimes bill, we will lose all our other freedoms, freedoms to criticize these other pieces of threatening legislation. So number one priority, this is kind of the beating heart of our republic, is to keep that precious free speech alive. The hate bill is a sword pointed at our free speech.
Well, I agree with you. you, Ted, but let's expand. Let's say they do pass it and try to implement it. We've then got to fight it every step of the way. I mean, for those that don't know, you know them. I've had them on. It's mainstream news that in Philadelphia, preachers that come out to street corners and preach are charged with hate crime by the state and taken to prison. And then huge court battles ensued. These people, this is not just our opinion. They mean business. And, folks, even if you disagree with somebody coming out and protesting you, the point is, if you take their freedom of speech, we live in a tyranny. I mean, I don't think people realize, Reverend, you're not joking. In fact, it's hard to describe just how real and hardcore this is.
Yes, and it's spreading like a cancer through all the Western industrialized democracies. America is a holdout. We still do not have a federal hate crimes law. ADL wants to internationalize hate crimes enforcement with the rights to deport people like Rudolph and Zundel and others.
They want to have you arrested if you say global warming isn't real.
That's right. They're very aggressive, very... Orwellian in their desires to basically take away all of our rights.
All right, Pastor Ted Pike, truthtellers.org, thank you for the great work you're doing. Let me talk to you here behind the scenes. I may even hold you over if you can. If not,
okay,
we'll go to our next guest. But I want to talk about what it would be like under the Soviet system, because really I've studied it. The corporate system's more fascist, but the implementation is more Soviet. It's kind of a hybrid. What will Soviet America be like?
Is it getting better?
Can you imagine federalizing local police? It's already happening. And making them political officers just like the Soviet Union.
Make it easier on you.
Pastor Ted Pike, I already see the media setting me up.
Got someone to
openly saying in the New York Times they've got to put gatekeepers on the web. The CEO of a news group, Rupert Murdoch's company, saying arrest bloggers. Ban free speech. I mean, they really are starting to figure out that we're taking them on, and so they're going to try to get nasty. I don't see it succeeding, but if they pass this bill under the Soviet model that they're adopting, what will happen to Alex Jones?
Well, the broadcasting industry is going to start receiving guidelines from the FCC that language which might induce, aid, abet, and so on, according to the 1968 law, Title 18, Section 2A, will now become indictable as a federal crime, and it'll be in the same category as inciting to riot or shouting fire in a crowded theater, things like that. And you'll be experiencing tremendous pressure coming down to force you to become much more neutral and bland in what you say. If we want to know what American talk radio will be like, just go up to Canada. Up in Canada, you can talk about gardening, you can talk about sports or whatever you want, but you cannot criticize federally protected groups such as homosexuals, Zionists, and so on in specific terms. You certainly cannot say from the pulpit or from the airwaves, if you're Christian broadcasters, that the Jews killed Christ 2,000 years ago. That is considered a hate crime in Canada, and it's also considered a hate crime in Canada to quote Leviticus or Romans from the Bible, saying it's homosexuality is an abomination. That will give you an immediate $5,000 fine if that pastor ever preaches again on that subject from those verses. He is facing contempt of court charges, and which means prison.
And everybody's so cowed that the police are like desperate spiders in black holes. David Icke comes walking in saying, I think there's reptoids from planet, you know, whatever. And they say, that's code, arrest him. And David's going, no, brother, peace, love.
Yeah.
It's flying saucers. You're not even allowed to talk about flying saucers up there. They arrest you. Everything is hate.
Yeah, and there are so many other groups that want to get on the hate crimes bandwagon, claiming they have also been victimized by white Christian heterosexuals. So, you know,
what about all the black students in synagogues and stuff where they catch them putting the swastikas on themselves? This is clearly a political weapon.
The media is in collusion with this. There is no recourse. I mean, we just simply have got to keep this hate bill from passing. And I encourage everybody to come to truthtellers.org immediately after this program. Watch the Holder video. It'll make your blood boil. And then get those calls off immediately.
Well, sure. number, and we're going to get that number out in just a moment one more time, but the minutes we have left here, let's say it passes, though, and they start federalizing the police more and political officers show up. What do I do when the police show up here? I guess I just get in handcuffs and go to the prison. That's freedom. I mean, this isn't America. I'm not going along with it. And anybody that tries to arrest me for my political speech is a terrorist.
Yeah, there's a lot of big talk out there. I hear on talk radio, people say, well, we're going to fight, we're going to go to jail, we're not going to submit. But when you're facing 10 years in prison for criticizing federally protected groups, the people shut up pretty fast. And the record in Canada and all throughout Europe, Australia, is that people of independence and courage and liberty become very docile very quickly. And then the
sky's the limit. Then the real raping, the taking
right.
the farms, the ranches, the CPSing the kids,
yeah.
the brainwashing the children,
yeah.
the indoctrinating fifth graders like Michael Jackson would do at the public schools. Just basically we'll be ruled by Michael Jackson snapping turtles, and that's basically the end of it.
That's right. And it's a fantasy to think that we can take this law to the court because the courts are so liberal, so left-wing, and pro-hate bill to begin with. They make a mockery
of
it.
I mean, I wouldn't even call them liberal. These are disgusting, anti-American, anti-free speech. You know, you may hate what I say. Somebody may hate what Ted says. Somebody may hate what Bill Clinton says. But they have a right to say it. This is the United States, and we need to all stand up against this and just realize this is another symptom of just how rotten Washington is. It isn't enough they're stealing us blind. They want to tell us to sit down and shut up or we'll be arrested. This is just outrageous. Reverend Ted Pike, fire those numbers out in closing.
Yeah, the toll-free number to your member of the Senate is 877-851-6437, and the toll number is 202-225-3121, and just ask the staffers to watch the very disturbing
Listen,
video.
we're gonna have you up as this develops. Reverend Ted Pike, thank you so much. Godspeed, thought criminal.
Thank you.
Thank you, thought criminal. I'll say bye to you right now.